When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to day 33 of Dare to Be. Today's title is Daring to Stand Up for God. George Mueller once wrote, "To learn strong faith is to endure great trials. I have learned my faith by standing firm amid severe testing." Our text for today is Daniel chapter 3, verses 19 through 23. "Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he ordered some of the mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was urgent, and the furnace overheated, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace." When Nebuchadnezzar heard the response from the 3 Hebrews, Scripture says that he was filled with fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. A kind of fury overwhelmed Nebuchadnezzar that completely altered the way he had previously felt about them. The Hebrew word for changed is shina, which often implies a transformation or a shift in state or condition. In the context of the Hebrew Bible, it can refer to changes in circumstances, attitudes, or even divine interventions that alter the course of events. Interestingly, the Greek equivalent often associated with the concept of change is metamorphosis, which refers to transformation, as seen in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and the transfiguration of Jesus in Matthew chapter 17, verse 2. Remember Romans 12, 2, our theme verse from the introduction, which reveals the empowering change that happens in one who offers his or her body to God as a living sacrifice. God gives His transforming power to change lives for our good. Yet, on the extreme opposite end of the spectrum, the fury in an unbeliever's heart can completely destroy their life. In response to Nebuchadnezzar's change, he condemned to death the 3 Hebrews he previously liked. Warren Wiersbe provides these comments. "The king's temper once more got the best of him. Proud men don't like to be disobeyed. And he ordered the 3 Jewish believers to be thrown into the fiery furnace. They had turned down his generous offer, so they had to suffer the consequences. Whereas before, the king had been friendly with them and concerned to save them, now he was determined to destroy them. The court advisors would get their revenge on these Jewish exiles who had encroached on their territory and been promoted to the offices that had belonged to the Chaldeans. The furnace was used for smelting ore. It had a large opening at the top through which fuel and vessels full of ore could be placed into the fire. And there was a door at the bottom through which the metal was taken out. An opening in a wall enabled the smelters to check on the progress of their work. And through holes in the wall, they could use bellows to make the fire blaze even more. The unit was large enough for at least four persons to walk around in it. It was into this furnace that Nebuchadnezzar cast the three faithful Jews, fully clothed and bound. It seemed like certain death for the men who refused to obey the king. An earthly king had now sealed the fate of three young men who refused to worship anything other than the one true living God. Yet God, who has ultimate authority over heaven and earth, still has the last say. Tomorrow, we will see that the results of their fate were divinely connected to their faith. However, as we said before, these three men of faith dared to stand up for God when everyone bowed, no matter the consequences. Some questions to consider. How does God empower divine change where unchecked emotions can lead to destructive consequences? How does your faith measure up to these three Hebrews? And finally, if the story ended here, would it change your confidence in God? If so, how? And if not, why? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.